got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Monday. And rainy days and Mondays always build me up. I hope you had an amazing weekend. They seem to be going by really, really fast. It is February already. February 2, 2026. Isn't that amazing? You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And we're going to get to the new biblical question here in a minute. In a minute, we're going to get to the brand new biblical question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you just can't sit and watch the show, you got to do what you got to do. But you would like to listen to it as it is happening, you can by going to the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 6:00 and listen on your phone. You can podcast. But then you can listen on your phone by calling 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. And though we take all calls, Monday is and will always be Female Monday. All my life. And a fight.
Michelle, the rock of the Obama family.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
What a mess. It's not physical, it is spiritual. And it's a mess, and it's getting worse for those who are not overcoming. It's getting worse for them. And that is to be expected, because that's what evil does. Evil doesn't get better, evil gets worse. Overcoming evil gets better. Staying evil within yourself, keeping with evil within yourself, you get worse. Vicious, nasty, and jealous, and envious, strife, revengeful, you get worse. But if you overcome men and women, you overcome evil with good, you will get better. Good always defeat evil, always, if you let it. But if you try to fight at all, you lose. Evil is fighting evil, and that doesn't work. So last week's biblical question was, what's the difference between civil rights and human rights? I don't know. And I said on Sunday yesterday, fellowship, which was amazing, by the way, rebuildingtheman.com/church, in case you missed it, rebuildingtheman.com/church. But I said, I don't know, because they both seem to be made up. And I know a couple of the people there, some of the people quoted, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is what human rights are. And so that came from the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution. They got that from the Constitution. But when I asked, well, what does that mean, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, some people didn't seem to understand that either. And then I don't think anyone agreed that there's civil rights is real. I don't think anyone believed that civil rights are real. I think everybody knew. I may be mistaken, but everyone know that or knew that civil rights are made up. There's no such thing as civil rights. And so life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness may be from the independent, Declaration of Independence. So, yeah, it is. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is a well-known phrase from the United States Declaration of Independence. The phrase gives three examples of inalienable rights, which the Declaration said have been given to all humans by their Creator, and which government are created to protect. That's Wikipedia. Amazing. So there you have it. Brand new biblical question. Brand new biblical question for this week. A brand new one. What's the right way for parents and others to help others become strong? What's the right way for parents and others to help children and others become strong? I hear a lot. We want to make you strong. So I want to know what is the best way to do that, all right? So this past weekend, I'm out with some people, and we're going to this, you know how white people love, they have their own private club. So they were like, come on, Jesse, let's go to my private club and have dinner. White people up in Beverly Hills. And so we went to this private club to have dinner. And lo and behold, they were having the Grammy. I thought it was the Grammy itself, but it was a pre-Grammy party. I guess they had the Grammy show last night, but it was a pre-Grammy party. So they had all these red carpet, folks walking the red carpet, and they was taking pictures and signing autographs and carrying on. So we went in, and it was crowded, but real noisy. And I'm like, I don't want to stay here. Let's get out of here. And so we left because it was just too noisy. And it was interesting, though, in that we went to another cafe right across the street, and I'm watching, and I realized that the people there, you know, they had fancy cars, they had chauffeurs, there were a bunch of media people taking pictures and people posing and giving comments and all kind of stuff. So I'm kind of observing, and then I realized that the so-called the rich people or famous people, whatever you want to call them, look down on the have-not people, and the have-not people try to get what the have people have. But what I realized, the have people are as unhappy as the have-not people. They're as unhappy. It was just so apparent. And what I realized from that, though I've already understood it, but it was, for some reason, it just stood out to me. Silver and gold, money and perceived power, prestige, famous, non-famous, white, black, whatever color you might be. None of those things would give you peace. They give you a false temporary happiness, but they never bring perfect peace. And then once you get the fame, the money, or whatever it is you're getting, you got to work hard to try to keep it. You got to work hard to stay famous or relevant. And some people get to the point they make up stuff to try to be relevant. And then the people who, quote unquote, have not, they work desperately. They judge themselves. Oh, I don't have this, and I don't have what they have. I'm not famous. I'm not this or that. And they are not able to be completely satisfied and at peace with what they have. Because they think in their mind that getting those things is going to bring peace for them, and it's not. Peace only comes when you give up trying. And just live your life. Without comparison, without thinking, but just being. And it was interesting to see that. It was amazing. So I did go to that little party thing they had, and it was interesting. Amazing stuff. A spiritual battle. It had nothing to do with male or female or color. And so I guess the Grammy thing was last night. Nobody seemed to pay attention to the Grammy. At least not real people. So ABC is reporting that ABC 7 and AP News is that Don Lemon was released from jail on his personal whatever. A judge ruled Friday afternoon. Watch this from ABC 7.
And David and Giovanna, President Trump's Department of Justice tried to present Don Lemon as a flight risk. They said that they want to restrict his travel just to Minnesota and New York. They also wanted $100,000 bond. That was all denied by the judge. Don Lemon will have a court date in Minnesota next month. Now, once leaving this courthouse, Don Lemon walked to cameras. This is what he said.
I've spent my entire career covering I will not stop now. In fact, there is no more important time than right now, this very moment, for a free and independent media that shines a light on the truth and holds those in power accountable. Again, I will not stop now. I will not stop ever.
Why had to read that? If you're not going to stop now, you're not going to stop ever. You could have just said that without writing it down. Don Lemon was accused of going into that church there in Minnesota during a church service and interrupting the people during a protest there. And it's unlawful, according to other people. in case you don't know what he's talking about. But it's interesting. Why do you have to read a speech that said, I will not stop now? I have done nothing unlawful. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to stop now. If that's what he really means, if that's what he's really thinking, here's what he said after being released, ABC 7.
Former CNN anchor and President Trump critic Don Lemon arrested by federal law enforcement late Thursday night at the Beverly Hilton Hotel in Beverly Hills. Lemon charged with federal civil rights crimes in connection with an anti-immigration protest at a Minnesota church back on January 18th. Lemon, who was in Los Angeles covering the Grammy Awards, posted this on social media hours before his arrest. Lemon has been accused of interfering with the First Amendment rights of worshipers at that church whose pastor also works for ICE. But Lemon has maintained he had no affiliation with the protesters and was there covering the story.
Amazing. This seemed to be a thrill for Lemon, all this attention. Three other people were arrested by Department DOJ. And here's what Gavin Newsom had to say about the great white hope, Donald Trump, from ABC 7.
Three other people were arrested by Trump's DOJ in this case, in addition to Lemon, including journalist Georgia Fort, who shared this emotional post on Facebook that agents were at her door as a result of a grand jury indictment.
I don't feel like I have my First Amendment right as a member of the press. Because now federal agents are at my door arresting me for filming the church protest.
Governor Newsom posting on social media, a free press isn't the enemy, it's the safeguard, and Putin would be proud.
The government can't just go after its critics simply because it doesn't like them and just gin up charges against them. That's, of course, would be a violation of rule of law.
Amazing. I'm wondering out loud now, that these people feel the same way about freedom of protest. Freedom of protest when the quote-unquote January 6ers were arrested. And some of you might remember they were arrested immediately. Did these same people who think that they had the right to go into that church to protest, did they feel that way for the arrest, that it was unfair that the January 6ers were arrested? Google AI is reporting arrest of protester following January 6, 2021. Capitol riot began almost immediately with initial federal charges filed within 48 hours. If it's good for the goose, it should be good for the gander. And they raided some of those people's homes and everything. But now all of a sudden it's bad. It's wrong. Amazing, huh? The human heart is evil. It's wicked. Make up your mind. Make up your mind. Here's where and a quote-unquote American legal scholar explained how Lemon could be found innocent. Watch this from ABC 7.
Let's say he said, oh, I like what you're doing. Let's go and do it together. You do it. I'll record it. This will publicize it. That sounds like it could very well be a conspiracy. On the other hand, if he just happened to show up and saw that this was going to be happening and said, oh, I want to cover this just as a journalist without really any real coordination with the people who were committing the underlying crime, then probably he wouldn't be guilty.
What a mess. But according to the report that they played a while back, Lemon knew that they were about to go in there and protest. As a matter of fact, he was setting up when he was videotaping about something is about to happen. He said, let me turn away from the, according to the report, from the these people, so he didn't want to reveal what was about to go down. So apparently he did know what was about to happen. What a mess. And when Biden and those people were in quote-unquote charge, some of you might remember when the Biden Department of Justice under Merrick Garland went after parents who objected to PTA meetings for their kids being indoctrinated with the LGBT teaching. They went after those parents. Devils are fighting. Stop fighting with the devils. Inside of you and outside of you, inside of other. And then the light will fight and everything will be right. Let the light fight and everything will be right. Lay your weapon down. Turn the ship around. Fighting have never, unless you have to defend yourself physically, right? Other than that, there is never a reason to fight. Never. Let the light fight, and things will be right. But you got to trust the light. You can't fight at all, not one iota, in your life and think that things are going to be right. It's not. Because it's a spiritual battle, and you can't beat evil yourself. You can't stop it. You can't do anything about it. But be aware. If you want to be free, if not, do what you want. Fight and see how far it gets you. There have been fighting going on for years. I remember when we first started out, we would go out and fight. Fight against abortion. Fight against illegal aliens coming into our country. I remember years ago, we would go down to West L.A. area, right in front of the federal building there, and hold press conferences and fights, and the illegal Mexicans would come with bricks and sticks and frozen cans and everything. And we were trying to say, hey, stop illegals from coming in then. This was a long time ago. It never got better. It got worse. The abortion thing. We used to go to abortion clinics. And on Saturday mornings, and all these black kids were coming in, these girls being brought in by their boyfriends, having abortions. That got worse. It didn't get better. It was a waste of time. It was all ego. Let people live the way they want to live. I don't care if it's your adult children, your so-called friends, your daddy, your mama, the whatever lifestyle, let them live and you leave them alone. Otherwise, you're worse than the people you're trying to tell how to live. You're evil. 888-775-3773. Let me go to first-time caller out of Las Vegas. Ethan, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse. My name is Jason.
Oh, he has Ethan here.
Oh, no worries.
I'm sorry about that, man.
It's all good.
You are on the air, Jason.
Hey, yeah, I just wanted to answer the biblical question for this week.
The brand new biblical question. What's the right way for parents and others to help others become strong?
I think that there's no way that you can make another person strong because God makes us strong. The only way you can really do it is by being the example, by being the light, and living in the moment. If they look up to your example, that's good, but they're going to be whoever they are.
Oh, amazing. Well, I appreciate that, man. I will put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Thank you. Talk to you later.
All right, buddy. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Mark out of Michigan. Mark.
Hello, Dudley.
You are on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
So first with the biblical question.
What is parents, the right way for parents and others to help others become stronger?
They have to be strong themselves and not be beta.
And what do you mean by strong themselves? What is strength?
Virtue. I'm on the radio.
I'm sorry?
Virtue.
Oh, okay. All right.
I mean, you call it alpha.
Amazing. Well, I appreciate that, Mark, and I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
And then I have a question. Why did Jesus weep?
Because he saw that the people could not see.
Mm-hmm. But was he emotional?
No.
Okay.
Amazing.
When a human cries, is the human emotional?
Yes.
Oh. I can't see the difference.
Why not?
Because they're doing the same thing, and Jesus was man flesh fully. So he did what the humans did.
He was what now?
He was fully human.
And what does that mean, fully human?
Because he was born as a human with God working through him.
He wasn't born as a human. He was born and then put into a human body. Jesus never was recognized or into his body because he knew that he was not his body.
Okay. So do you think when Jesus wept, that was so people could see the tear and not because he was sad?
No, he wept because he realized that the people could not see.
But if he weren't emotional, why would he cry?
He didn't weep in the way that human beings weep.
Okay. Thank you for taking my call, Jesse.
Yeah, they show that, Mark, in movies. The preachers tell you that he wept. But it's because they're still in that fallen state of emotions. And so they cry. Mm-hmm. And what I've noticed about religious people, all religion people, they read the Bible or whatever they're reading, and they never get beyond the words, the pages. And they think that salvation is in the reading about Christ. And so they never really discover Christ. Because they think reading the pages, which point you to Christ, they think that that itself, the reading is salvation. And that's why they never get beyond or enter into the kingdom.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you for taking my call, Jesse.
You're welcome, Mark. Thank you. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Super Chat.
Super Chats.
Brandon B. on Rumble with the Rumble Rant. Guys, will be done. I wish you well yesterday during church.
Amazing. Thank you. It was fellowship. It was mind-blowing. Thank you.
Julie, Texas, 68. No message.
Thank you, Julie. I appreciate it.
A church Super Chat.
Yeah.
Joseph B., also with no message.
Thank you, Joseph.
Everblazer has been a member on the Bond YouTube channel for 3 months.
Amazing. Thank you.
JLP is standing during church again. Shocked eyes emoji. Concerned.
I told my staff when I got to the office Sunday morning, I'm standing. Everybody went, what? So I'm like, Nick, be on the lookout for me. So the anchor baby got so much energy, he moved fast like Trump. Amazing.
Faith to thank sight. You. GB, JLP. I think that means God bless. JLP.
Thank you, Faith to Sight.
And we'll have to read the rest of these later, y'all.
Let me take a quick break. Thank you all. Quick break. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality, specialty grade beads. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee. It's interesting to me how we've been so lied to about religion, about peace, about God, and who we really are. And it's crazy. It's really, really crazy. And it's just crazy. But anyway, you can overcome the lie if you work on you. Really, men and women, put your eyes on you and everything will change. The assignment this week for the fellowship and everybody else, for one whole week, keep the eyes on the evil in you and don't look at it in anyone else. Just for a week, keep your eyes on the evil inside of you. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. James Hake is on fire. The Hake Report.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. And then check out yesterday's fellowship. You can podcast it if you were not there or you didn't get a chance to watch it as it was happening. It was amazing. Yesterday's fellowship, rebuildingtheman.com/church. rebuildingtheman.com/church. Amazing. You don't have to be you any longer. You've been lied to. You must. If you want to be free, you got you and every human being on the planet, you got to overcome the world. And you can if you go within and live from within. Just live from within. And not without. Let me go to Julia out of California. Julia, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning.
I had a question about, well, I don't know. It's about the way that everybody has the right to do whatever they want. And you're speaking of that when you're talking about going to the party with your friends and how, okay, the government or Gavin Newsom, I live in California, and how you can have a neighbor. And people always talk about, once they start forgiving their parents, and start praying the right way, the way we are, I am, you are. How is it that they made it okay for people that live right next door to you to worship Satan, and you're worshiping, not worshiping, but you're praying to God, and they're praying to Satan against you, and it affects you in spiritual warfare, and they're doing that outright in front of us. How is that? I've been through that. And how do you overcome that? When you're in it.
Can you make the question a little simpler? I don't quite understand the question.
The spiritual warfare that's going on all over, and it's coming into our homes and your neighbor right next door, say an apartment or even a house, and your neighbor next door can worship Satan fully in the United States, at least, I know that, that your neighbor can worship Satan and worship and pray against you, and you can't do anything about it except for deal with that spiritually, because there's nothing anybody can do for you. And how do you overcome something like that when you're in it?
So are you saying that you worship in Satan?
No, the neighbor.
But what did that have to do with you?
Praying against me. They pray to Satan against me, and it affects you, and it affected me.
But how would somebody praying against you affect you? That's not even possible. How will you affect it?
Spiritually, it was like it made things happen that I wasn't. It made my home not quite right. I had to pray. I had to go through my home, and it was awful. It was just an awful. I had to overcome spiritual warfare.
And how did you know? How do you know your neighbor was a devil worshiper and praying against you?
She told me. She told me.
And why did she tell you?
Because it had happened prior when I lived in another apartment, and the people lived upstairs. They were drug addicts, and it was 2020, and they couldn't get rid of them. And I got the police involved and the management, and he admitted to it and apologized at the end. And it had happened, and told me what he did, and was, he went to rehab.
And how were you affected by this neighbor that was praying to Satan, and how were you affected in your home?
Really, really bad things were happening to me.
Like what?
Really heavy, weighing me down when I was sleeping, couldn't get up. Didn't know what was going on when I woke up. This was happening to me when I woke up.
But that person that was praying, allegedly praying against you, had nothing to do with that. You believe that, and so that was happening in your mind. They didn't make that happen.
Because she told me.
But why did you believe it?
No, I don't. Well, because she murdered her husband.
But why did you believe that someone can pray and make something happen to you? It happened inside of you because you believed it, and they had nothing to do with it.
There it is. There it is. See, and then, so that's the reason why we can't help anybody.
But why did you believe it?
Because she told me about things that were happening that I never talked to her about.
But still, you didn't have to believe it.
I was going through surgery at the time.
But still,
I
you didn't
down.
Have to believe it. Because
no.
that's the only reason that those things was already inside of you. And when you believed it, you just brought it out by believing it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Are you over all that now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, no. It came up when you were talking about Gavin Newsom and the Democratic Party and how they're protesting, and then you get somebody that protests against him, and then he's evil against people that are bringing out the truth about him.
So are you staying out of other people's business now, your neighbor business and all that?
Oh yeah. I don't associate with anybody.
Yeah,
anymore.
Stay out and don't resent them, but stay away out of their business. You won't be affected.
She moved because she couldn't handle what she was doing.
But you stay out of their business, so you won't be affected.
Yeah. That's definitely how you have brought up things, and people don't understand how. I hear people always asking you, do I go to somebody? How can I help anybody? Or
do you understand now that you have to stay out of other people's business?
Yes, and that's the
question. And are you doing that?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Amazing.
Yes.
Thank you, Julie.
And that's the answer to your question about parents.
Oh, what's the right way for parents and others to help others become stronger?
You just answered that. Stay out of their business and leave them alone and mind your own business.
Amazing. I appreciate you responding to the question, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you, Julia.
Be watching. Thank you.
All right. Amazing. Let me go to Rick out of Hampton, Virginia. Rick, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. Everybody and their mama will listen to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show for knowledge today, brother.
Amazing. Thank you, Rick.
Man, Jesse, you remember the biblical question you asked, are we perfect? I never get the answer from that. What was the answer?
What do you think?
What do you say
to that? Are we perfect?
I said yes, but we struggle with it. That's what I said.
So are you perfect?
You know what? I'm going to say yes.
You taking a guess?
Yeah, but at least I do believe. I believe, you know, like I say too, Jesse,
but
God said we can be
how
perfect.
How can you be perfect and struggle with being perfect?
I guess too, you know how Christ loved his enemies, and you know people struggle with loving the enemies. So
if they struggle with it, they don't love the enemy.
Right. That's a good point there. You know, great valid point. And
so, are you perfect?
Yes,
no.
Yes, I'm perfect. Yes, I'm perfect.
And why do you say you are?
Because I do love my enemies.
Amazing.
I sincerely pray for them, Jesse. I really do.
And what do you pray? When you pray for them, what do you say?
You know, I pray, God, whatever that person go through, please send your children to get him revelation.
And why do you pray for them? They may not want revelation.
Well, you know, I don't know the human heart, Jesse, but we're supposed to pray for our enemies, you know. So that's how I pray for them, you know what I mean?
Right, I do. But you are perfect, and when you were traumatized, you went away from being one with God. And you became one
right.
with Satan, and that's what made you imperfect. But as soon as you return to the Father, you return to your natural state of being.
Oh, so our parents, you know, well, they traumatized us not to be perfect.
Yeah.
So we walk around in all that anger.
Come back to your phone, Rick.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me, Jesse?
It sounds like you're in the wind, and it sounds different.
Oh, what about now, Jeff?
That's better, yeah. Yeah, that's better.
Now, so you said we've been traumatized by our parents. That's why we can't express love.
You've been traumatized by your mother when she turned you away from your father, and so you left your perfect state of being. We all do. When God said anyone born of the flesh must be born of the spirit. So we're all born through the woman, and as a result, we're turned away from the father, and then the second birth is about a return to the father.
Oh, so like you always preach, drop the anger, return to the father.
Have you
then
done that?
You'll be perfect. Yes. Yes, I have, Jesse.
You forgive your mother?
You know what? Yes, you know, but you know what? I can tell you this. My mother never turned me away from my father. I don't care how my father would act. My mother would tell me, love your daddy. Go ask your daddy. I mean, I knew he was the leader of the house with my mom.
And so did you forgive her? You say you forgave her. What did you forgive her about?
Oh, you know, I know you said most other sins, just in case, unseen sins that I didn't know about, I forgive her.
So what now? What'd you say?
In case of unknown sins that I don't know about, I forgive her.
So you didn't go to her and forgive her then?
Well, you know what? I didn't know anything that my mom offended me about.
So she was perfect?
My mom didn't turn away from my father. Perfect. Well, you know, in life, she made mistakes.
Was she perfect?
And I did forgive her. No. You know what? I don't know. I don't know what it was in my mom's heart, but I believe she lived a loving life.
Hold on, Rick. Yeah. Don't hang up. Your phone a mess. I'm going to let Derek see if we can get it cleared. I'll come back to you. Do not hang up. Let me go to – out of Las Vegas. Let me go to Jareth out of Las Vegas. Jareth, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning.
How are you doing, sir?
All is well.
All is well.
Yeah.
First off, I just wanted to thank you for you did a cameo for my girlfriend on Christmas, and you did you went up and beyond. It was really sweet of you. We both thank you very much.
Amazing. Check out, I do cameos, bro. They are amazing. Go to
sure
birthday
are.
Shout out, whatever the shout out is, go to cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. I'm glad you guys are happy with it.
Thank you, sir. Amazing.
Amazing.
It's been a while since I called into the show, and I think it's my third time on the air. And I was just telling your producer there before that I think emotionally things have changed for the better. I kind of fall off and get emotional from time to time, but for the most part, I can catch it in real time and, to the best of my ability, change my emotions or not let them consume me. But I still spiritually battle. I'm still worried about a lot of things, and I don't even know where to start, except for I can't really feel like I'm getting my life started. I've just been bounced around from state to state, from relationship to relationship. There's a lot of broken homes growing up, and I kind of always attribute my lack of self-esteem and motivation to my lack of foundation growing up. And I kind of wake in fear. I struggle with PTSD, I would say. I don't know what my question is, except for what do I do, Jesse? What do I do?
Stop identifying with the devil. Every emotion that you have, and it's not and I'm not a doctor, but it's not PTSD. Those are evil spirits inside of you. That's the devil, and the devil doesn't want you to know who he is so that you can overcome him. But all that emotional stuff, and the world tell you it's post-traumatic stress disorder, whatever they tell you, they're lying to you, and they're covering up for the devil who will destroy you because you identify with him and thinking that those thoughts and feelings, and you're making up excuses like, oh, I moved from family to family, I do this, and I'm now afraid. Anyone that has anger, fear, resentment, jealousy, or anything, that is the nature of evil, and the evil doesn't want you to know it. That's what it is.
This is a bit embarrassing to admit, but say someone like myself kind of feels perhaps their childhood was taken from them, you know, that leaves me with a bit of a resentment. But there's nothing to resent. You say there's nothing to mourn. There's
nothing at all. Those feelings of, I lost my childhood, or that's still the nature of evil. That is evil inside of you. The real you're not feeling that way, but you identify with the spirit of Satan and his children. And he's making up excuses, and you think that those excuses that are being made up are from you, and they're not. That is the devil working in you. I promise you that. And he trembles at the idea, because the devil hates human beings. He and his little spirits live inside a human being, and they tremble at the idea you might find God. So they make up all these excuses about your feelings. They make you look in the past and say, oh, this is why that happened. They tell you have post-traumatic, and then you go to a stupid intellectual psychiatrist or doctor, and they give you medication, and they're working on behalf of the devil as well. They keep you in hell.
Right.
None of those feelings, none of those thoughts are yours, nor are they real. They're all illusions.
Okay.
The devil disguises himself in thoughts and emotions, and you identify with it, believing that it's you, because all your life you've been told that it's you, and then other people say it is you, so you believe a lie. You believe the same way that woman, Julia, I believe, I think that, yeah, Julie from California. Some woman told her she was doing voodoo on her or something. She believed it. Then she had nightmares because she believed it. The mind affects people in a way that can blow your mind. It affects the body. That's why we got to not believe the thoughts, because the thoughts will affect the body.
I've heard you say this. This is a bit maybe perhaps controversial or strange, but, do you have to go to commercial or?
Yeah. Can you hold for me?
Yeah, no problem, sir.
I'm glad you can hear the music. Let me take a quick break. We have 2 more hours to go. The hate news is coming now, not the fake news, and I'll be back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought, because you're not your thoughts. If you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free, just like that, at an instant. Bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.
A whole lot of mess going on in this here old world. This is the end of hour one already. It's Female Monday. Everybody loves Mondays. And we all ought to love the ladies, right? Even if they don't act ladylike, we love them regardless. It is the 2nd of February, a Groundhog Day, AD 2026. Punxsutawney Phil emerged, I guess, from his burrow today to predict whether we were in for an early spring or six more weeks of winter. And according to far-left extremist silly outlet AP, I believe, he predicted six more weeks of winter. So hunker down, y'all, back down there. It's going to be 76 today here in L.A. Nice. But that's cold. Anyway, according to Commie Nonsense Network, that's what's going on. And there is one line open. You can call in right now, even during fake news, not fake news, young or old. All right? 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E. That is 1-888-775-3773. JLP will be right back to your calls. We'll get to more of your super chats. Thank you, guys. And some awesome stories, all right? It is fake news, not fake news. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reports that the famed rodent, Punxsutawney Phil, whatever his name is, Punxsutawney Phil, the groundhog, is only right about 40% of the time, though. So you may get an early spring, ladies and gents, down in the snowed-in beautiful south and east, or whatever it's called. And the government shutdown, the partial government shutdown, is underway. Did you know that? According to Commie Nonsense Network, CNN. And lawmakers are racing to limit its impact. The shutdown began Saturday and is expected to last until at least Tuesday, tomorrow, when the House is set to hold critical votes on a group of bills to fund the federal government. The proposed package would fund most departments through September, but provide only a two-week extension for Homeland Security as lawmakers discuss potential reforms to federal immigration enforcement. Even a brief shutdown is already taking a toll, says Commie Nonsense. More than 10,000 FAA, Federal Aviation Administration, employees will be furloughed, and air traffic controllers required to work without pay until the government reopens. Sounds familiar? And the Grammy Awards. You heard JLP went to that Grammy party. Not very impressed, I guess. The music industry's biggest stars gathered Sunday in L.A., Los Angeles, for the 68th Grammy Awards. Puerto Rican musician Bad Bunny, making clowns of all of us. We have to say that name. Bad Bunny, I heard he's a talented musician, took home the top prize album of the year for Debí Tirar Más Fotos. Hopefully that's not something bad. I should have taken more photos. Oh, I thought it meant throw more photos. He opened his acceptance speech with a declaration of ICE out. Apparently he doesn't like immigration and customs enforcement. He wants non-enforcement, I guess, which drew a lengthy round of applause before criticizing the Trump administration's immigration crackdown. Rapper Kendrick Lamar from South Central L.A., I guess he is, right, Compton, something like that. He was another major winner, taking home the most awards of the night, including Record of the Year for Luther, featuring SZA. Is that pronounced SZA? I don't know. The winner of the Best New Artist was Olivia Dean, whose summertime hit Man I Need went viral online. Huh. Never heard of it. Or at least not knowingly. And Epstein Files. There's all this drama about the Epstein Files. People way, 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 way in their heads about it. President Donald J. Trump responded to a jab Sunday by Grammys host Trevor Noah. You know that unfunny guy? I don't think he's funny. Is he funny? Maybe he's sometimes funny. Trevor Noah, he's South African, but not a white South African. Maybe part white. Regarding his friendship with the late sex offender, supposed sex offender, Jeffrey Epstein. Noah said incorrectly that Bill Clinton and I went to Epstein Island, he said, and he didn't go. I'm James Hake, now JLP, Hour 2. ¶¶
got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. And my brand new biblical question, it is a doozy. For those men and women, male and female, who want to overcome and be free, know thyself. And you got to keep your eyes on you and nobody else if you really, really want to know yourself, and you can. The biblical question, what's the right way for parents and others to help others become strong? What's the right way for parents and others to help others become strong? You hear the parents say, my children's going to be strong. And then others, oh, be strong. What's the right way to do that? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. If you're running around, and you just can't sit and watch the show because you want to help, you want to stop ICE from doing its job, or you want to be nosy at your neighbor's home, or you want a thrill of hating somebody, you want revenge, you're looking for whatever. You can podcast, but you can still listen to the show on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, we're going to get to your super chats. To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. And because we love the ladies, and we take their calls as they come in, but we take all calls, but it is and will always be Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
I do believe a spiritual battle. Let me go back to Jared out of Las Vegas. Jared, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Jesse, I don't really have an answer for the biblical question there exactly, but it got me thinking. It's what we were about to kind of get into before we went to commercial. That I got in a big fight with my dad in August, and he was moving to Tennessee from California. He's moving far away. Basically, went there to help him move, get ready for the move, and to say goodbye. But I had anxiety bad. And a lot of people told me to not even go. I knew it was going to be a fight eventually. It's just kind of hard being around him. And for the first few days, I suppose, listening to you so much, it just kind of rubbed off on me. I noticed on the fallen state, anytime somebody tries to insult you or challenge you, you remain calm. I did that for a while until I didn't. and then I went back to my kind of my old ways and I chose anger. And now I'm suffering. I just noticed the difference. The first time I ever called in, the concept of dropping my anger was very confusing to me. And now I understand the difference. And now we basically don't have a relationship anymore because of it. And it breaks my heart. Same goes for my sister over fighting over politics and this. So I kind of lost a huge percentage of my family. And I've been trying to kind of piece together a broken home since I was little anyway. And that's no excuse for it, like stopping me in the momentum and motivation in my life or anything. I'm only responsible for that. But admittedly, I have a heavy heart and I don't even really have the avenue to apologize to them. I don't know. I feel kind of systematically attacked by my family growing up. So I don't really have an answer for the biblical question, but I would say to not do that would be good.
And you, do you have a question for me?
I suppose.
How old are you, Jared?
37.
Okay. Do you have a question for me?
What should I do about my broken relationship with my sister and my dad at this point, I suppose?
How you know it's broken?
They won't speak to me.
Oh. Have you apologized? Were you wrong in what you did, the way you treated them?
Yes.
And have you apologized to them for what you have done?
I've tried.
Have you apologized?
No, I haven't been able to get a hold of them.
But what do you mean I tried then?
I sent a Christmas gift to my dad, and I also spoke to my brother-in-law, my sister's husband, so I relayed my apologies to her through him.
Why did you go directly to him?
My father won't take my calls, neither will my sister, so I've only been able to, like, get things to them through other parties.
But why would you, if you can't get them, you just can't get them, why would you involve other people in your business like that?
Oh, I see.
No, that was a question.
Why would I? Thank you, sir. I love when you hold people to a question. I really, really do. I try not to do that with you. That's a good point. Why do
no,
I do that?
No, that was a question.
No, I know. Why do I do that? Why do I do that? Because it's my only option.
But that's not an option.
I see. Okay.
If you can't reach them individually, just realize you were wrong for whatever you did and forgive them because they can't help themselves either and just work on your life. You should not be involved in other family members or anyone else in your life like that. They can't do anything about it. And all they're going to do is gossip about it.
That's right.
Because they love the thrill of knowing that you and your family member are suffering. Evil people love thrills, and they get thrills from hurting themselves and hurting others.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Okay. That's kind of validating to just kind of confirm that. I could imagine what you would say normally, but it's nice to hear, actually. And I call in because so many callers who call in, you know, end up helping me just by being a listener. I learn from listening to other people's calls. So,
are you doing a silent prayer every morning, every night? No.
Not every day, not every night, sir.
So then how are you expected? I can't help you. No other human beings, no nothing. People, place, or thing cannot help you. How do you expect to be helped to overcome evil if you don't stay present with the helper?
I don't know. I'm not. I actually don't know. I was going to ask, you know, I've heard you, this is a bit controversial, but
how will you get help? I'm telling you, I'm pointing you to the source I had to go to overcome evil. And it works when you stay present with him. How are you expected to be rewarded with good if you don't stay present with good?
I'm not expecting it, I suppose.
So then why are you complaining then? Why are you unhappy if you love being unhappy?
I see. Oh, why am I? I guess I didn't realize that I love being unhappy. It's I remember I used to meditate a lot when I was in my early 20s, what I would call meditation, basically a silent prayer. And I felt more at perfect peace. Of course, I did very much. And I guess now what frightens me about it is when, you know, you said evil people love thrills. Maybe I'm just used to thrills as opposed to joy or
perfect peace. Yeah, love those thrills. That's why you won't leave. You won't abandon them. You love the thrills. You love the thrill of arguing with your father, arguing with your sister. You love the thrill of contacting your family member, involving them. You love the thrill of being miserable, jealous, envy, and strife. You love it. Otherwise, you would just drop it right now. But you love it. You love the thrill of feeling sad and feeling afraid. You love the thrill of not doing the silent prayer so you could be one with darkness. Otherwise, you would drop it if you didn't love it.
I wonder what you think of this, because to me it's a bit vague. I've been homeless at times, and then other times I was a touring musician and stayed at, you know, really fancy houses and fancy restaurants and things like this, and I couldn't really tell the difference between being homeless or successful. The state of well-being inside was the same. So I kind of fear, like, putting all my effort into the silent prayer, doing everything right all the time, and still feeling pain, still feeling the pain within.
And who fear that?
I don't know myself, so I...
You still identify with Satan. Fear is the nature of evil. Anyone that has fear is evil. And they identify with the spirit of evil, with the devil or his demons.
Okay.
Fear is not real.
I see.
And God made it clear. He said, fear is not of me. So that means it has to be from evil. Everything about you is evil. There's nothing good about you because you won't let good destroy the evil. You won't stay present. And you got a bunch of excuses why. Which is still evil. Evil make up excuses for you. And it sounds like you, and you believe them, you become emotional, you believe it.
Okay.
I get so emotional, baby, every time I think of you.
Thank you. We love when you sing. We love when you sing. Happy I got a song.
I recommend, because of time I got to run, but I recommend if you want to be free, you got to become a watcher. Watch those thoughts and feelings. Have no, don't argue with them. Don't fight with them. Don't fight with other people because they have the same demons and two devils who will be fighting. Don't fight with them. Be aware of what's happening inside of your imagination and emotion, your body. You're not the body. And just be aware. Let the light fight, and everything will be right. It will be right. I promise. But you got to get serious and start playing a game with yourself.
Okay. I'll listen to this back. I'm taking it to heart.
All right. Let me know how it goes.
Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome, buddy. 888-775-3773. Let me go to first-time caller Aaron out of Massachusetts. Aaron, you are on the air.
Hello, JLP. How are we doing this morning?
All is well, Aaron.
That's great to hear. I want to congratulate you. I haven't been keeping up with the show as of late, but your appearance on the Sam Hyde show was top tier. I loved it. It was a... good bang for my buck watching that and that interaction. I'd say out of you and Sam Hyde, you're both in my top five black people to ever exist.
Is Sam Hyde black?
No, it's a kind of an in-joke within the community, though.
Enjoyed it. I had fun. It was a lot of fun doing that. Thank you.
Right. So as for the answer to your question,
way for parents and others to help others become strong?
I would say getting the children involved in community building at a very young age can help them. You know, growing up, I was part of this program called 4-H. It was like a agricultural thing. It was,
I remember 4-H. I used to be a member of that, too,
yes,
when I was
sir.
In high school.
Yes, sir.
Are they still around?
They are still around, I think, in pockets across the U.S. It was a big thing in the Northeast where I'm from.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I think if we can get children involved in that, community building, friendship, combining efforts in like an agricultural setting, you know, through work you will know all things, I believe.
So that's how you help parents and others, to help others make them strong by getting involved in community building, you say?
Yes, and, okay. You know, through the church as well. I think that's a good starting point. That doesn't necessarily fix all the woes that the fallen nation of America is in currently, but I think it is a good starting point.
Right on. Well, I appreciate your response to that, and I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
Yes, sir. Okay. I also had a follow-up question concerning all that's come out in light with the Epstein files. I would like to know your position is how do we get those who worship ancient Babylon to face the sword? How do we draw out this prevailing evil and bring it to light? I mean, as of lately, it's been coming into light, but I think, you know, what can the people do in the nation of God in America?
They can stay out of other people's business and work on themselves, because what other people do has nothing to do with another individual, and you don't have a right to judge them or tell them how they should or should not live.
I see.
You need to keep your eyes on yourself, and God gave all of us a life, a gift of life. And he let us do what we want with this gift. He doesn't judge. He doesn't take it away. He doesn't do any of that. And we have no right to get involved with anyone else. Like, who are we that we can tell someone else what they should or should not do in their lives? Or even judge them. The judge here is worse than the judgee.
I can see that being true. Well, are we not all children of God? Shouldn't we hold, you know, other people accountable if they're not living up to his standard for life?
But who gave you the right to hold someone else accountable?
Well, I thought of, you know, it could be God-given right. We, you know,
God doesn't even hold them accountable. How did he give you the right to hold somebody else accountable when he tell you to stay out of their life, out of their business? You can't even hold yourself accountable.
I see. Well, I think, you know, something's got to hold evil accountable, don't you think?
That's the job of the spirit of truth. You can't even hold evil accountable. Are you able to hold evil accountable?
In my day-to-day life, I'd like to think so. But,
how do you
know, that's only through God.
How do you hold evil accountable?
You know, I stay away from things that can harm myself and my loved ones, I'd say.
But you don't, because evil is inside of you. How are you going to stay away from it? Evil rule over you until the light takes over. And most people never let the light take over. So you can't even control the evil in you. How can you stay away from it when it's inside of you? And how would you control evil of you in you when your eyes is on other people and what they're doing or not doing?
Well, I think it affects our home. I think it affects everything about our right to walk with God and walk into God's light. If
you think what affects that?
People who are in a prevailing evil theology and want that to kind of
affect you when the kingdom of heaven is within? And if you live from within, how can you be affected by anyone or anything from without?
Well, our children could be kidnapped, for one, the worst case scenario. And,
but,
you know,
your children not being kidnapped.
Not currently, right.
And so why are you thinking about something that's not even happening?
I guess I'm just, I just have an internal catastrophe mechanism, JLP. I think I'm just kind of affected by the woes of the world and the fallen state. But I see what you mean. I see what you mean. It is inherently evil to dwell beyond what you can't control. Am I understanding that right?
Why don't you overcome evil so you can find the truth?
Why don't I?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm a man. I'm a, you know, God made me a man, so there's only some, I have limited knowledge and experience. I think I should.
Why don't you overcome evil?
Why don't I?
Yeah.
Okay, this is one of those circular questions that I'm going to get a hole. I'm going to be a hole in.
What do you mean?
I think because it's, it feels like a trap, JLP. The question feels like a trap.
How does it feel like a trap? It's just a question. Why don't you overcome evil?
Why don't I? I think before I stated, I won't give any more excuses because that seems to be the wrong answer, but I can work on overcoming evil.
How? How can you work on it?
Silent prayer every day, every morning, every night.
But why don't you do that?
I do every night. I will add one in the morning. I think that will.
But why are you not doing it every morning, every night, and then get to the point where you walk in the light at all time? Why are you not working on you instead of thinking about Epstein?
Well, I guess the ego is trapped into the state of the modern world. So I must kill my ego. Is that what you're saying?
And you know that's the nature of evil that's doing that to you. It's not even you. Why don't you keep your eyes on you and take your eyes off the world?
I see.
No, those are questions.
Why don't I?
Yes.
Well, I would say the added insurmountable difficulties in our day-to-day life make focusing on just truly your identity, your spirit within God, it makes it ever more difficult.
But there's
so I
nothing
think that
happening.
Would be the reason as to why.
There's
but
nothing
I
happening on the planet that is stopping you from overcoming evil. It's all happening inside of you, and you don't see it. And you think it's on the outside, and it's not. It's in you. You are your own hell. And you look outside rather than looking within to overcome hell. And you think that the world is doing it to you, and they're not. Each individual is doing it to them, him or herself.
This is interesting.
They have nothing to do with you at all, and you have nothing to do with them. They are not affecting your life at all, and you are not affecting their lives at all. It's inside each individual. You are responsible for your own world. And you, Aaron, won't take responsibility because you're looking on the outside and you have a bunch of excuses, which is the nature of evil.
Excuses, the nature of evil. I do agree with that.
And looking on the outside is the nature of evil.
Hmm.
Judging other people is evil. It's not you. It's the evil that made a home in you. But you won't look on the inside and see what's going on with you. You're looking at everybody else.
I see.
Are you
so?
Christian?
Where you gotten? I was raised to be Catholic. I am more so leaning into Catholic, Christian nationalist.
So are you a Christian?
But it's not something that I completely dedicate my life to. It's more or less, you know, I am kind of evil in which I like my sense of individualism, and I feel like the Christian doctrine kind of does not like that.
But you're not an individual, you're divided.
I'm divided.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're not one. You're not whole. You're divided. And you and being divided, the devil's telling you that you're an individual. You're not. An individual never worry about anybody or anything. They have perfect peace. And they have understanding.
Peace. Extreme peace.
And perfect peace.
And perfect peace, yes.
But, so you, I got to run, but you need to take your eyes off everybody and see what's going on inside of you. If you want to be free, if you love your thrills and your misery, you stay looking on the outside and see what happens.
I will definitely dwell on this, Jesse. Thank you so much.
And you don't, believe me, you don't want to die. This is only chance you get while you live. I wouldn't want to take a risk that when I die, things are going to get better. I wouldn't bank on that.
100%.
And so do what you want, but I recommend you stay present and let the light fight. You lay your weapon down and don't fight with the devil inside of you or the devil inside of anyone else.
100%. I'm going to take this to heart. I'm going to dwell on it. This is real.
Well, you stay with it and stay present. Stay with the light instead of drifting off into the darkness.
KJLP, I'm your top guy. I'm going to do this.
Let me know how it goes.
100%, man.
All right,
send me in.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Love you, bro.
All right, love you too. Amazing.
God bless. Amazing.
All right, bye now. Let me go quick back to Rick. Rick, let's see how your phone doing now. Go ahead.
What's going on, Jeffy?
It's still bad, Rick. What?
Can you hear me now? What about now?
How's that, James? It's okay. Let's try
it.
I'm sorry?
It's okay. Let's try
Can you hear me?
No, I can't. Don't move.
All right. Okay, good.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, Jess, I would say my mom was perfect because one thing I can say what my mom did a lot
you said your mother
that helped
was perfect?
Me out. Yes, and I say that for the reason because my mom, you know, she would apologize quickly, even if she didn't do nothing. You know, even if she didn't do anything.
Why would she apologize if she had not done anything? That doesn't even make sense.
Well, like, for example, let's say somebody, and, you know, my mom knows this person was wrong. And my mom would even say, well, if I've done anything at all, you know, to even trigger you to do this way, I am sorry as well. That's what I mean. Something like that. You know what I'm saying?
So she was lost.
But, no, I wouldn't say lost.
Why would she apologize for something she didn't do?
Well, you know, I don't know. That's just what my mom did. But, you know, she was not going to do it. Nothing at all, Jay. She would just do that, you know, like if a person came over and apologized, she'd say, hey, I'm sorry, Miss Josephine, and
your mama name
I'm
was
sorry
Josephine?
For doing this. Yes, sir.
That was my daddy's second wife named Josephine.
Hey, I bet she probably was a good woman, huh?
No, well, not was a good woman. Good.
I, she was a nice woman, wasn't she?
No such thing as a nice woman.
Oh, no. But anyway, anyhow, but my mother was very loving.
So you're saying your mother was perfect?
Yeah, I'm going to say that. My mother wasn't like a lot of these mothers.
Okay.
I got to say, my mother did me pretty good, Jesse. I mean, she never turned me not one ounce from my father.
Okay.
Not one ounce. Matter of fact, she would tell me, to love, constantly love my dad. Despite what I see today, you
why
see these women acting like...
Why would she have to constantly remind you to love your father if she had done anything?
Well, you know, she wouldn't come. What I mean by that, she would always encourage you to love your dad, you know.
Why?
Of course, because, you know,
why? Mama don't...
Because everybody...
Mama don't,
you know, because kids tend to be close to Jeff, close to their mother. You know what,
so
Jeff?
You're
like,
closer
for example,
to your mama than your daddy?
I was close to both my parents.
Who were you closest to, your mama or your daddy? Hold on, buddy. Let me take a break.
And I have to admit, thanks
amazing.
To God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world.
Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Check out our merch. It's amazing. Books, mugs, t-shirts, and every coffee. I have my own coffee. Punchy's coffee. Good. And every dime goes back into helping us to help others. And I appreciate it. And I will sign the books, if you like, to whomever you like. But make sure you indicate who you want me to sign it to, even if it's to you. Some people forget to indicate that, and so we don't sign it. But and they're like, oh, I want my book signed. You have to write it on the note, or if you call in, you have to say it, all right? RebuildingTheMan.com, and check out all the T-shirts and everything. Amazing stuff. When she cries, she lies. All thoughts. All lies, all the time, about anything. Your mama didn't leave you. I mean, your daddy didn't leave you. He left your mama. Don't be mad. All kind of amazing stuff. Go to rebuildingdemand.com/stores or jesseleepeterson.shop. jesseleepeterson.shop. And thank you for your support. Go to rebuildingdemand.com or scan the QR code or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-BOND, rebuildingdemand.com/donate, rebuildingdemand.com/donate. Or you can mail it to P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. All right. You can make your check of money on out to Bond. B-O-N-D. Let me go quickly back to Rick. Rick, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, LP,
so
what's going on?
Who are you closer to, your mama or your daddy?
Both. Both of them have their roles in my life.
But who are you closer to?
I would say both. And I'm going to tell you why, Jesse, because... Okay. I love them both the same, and both my mom and dad, like, for example, if I needed somebody to be honest with me and tell me the truth and give me some solid wisdom, I go to my father. But if I need someone to listen to me, if I got something on my chest, I go to my mother. But other than that, my mom and dad have their roles, but I love them both the same.
But why you didn't go to your father if you had some on your chest?
You know,
why would you go to your mother when you had things on your chest?
I would go to my father as well, you know, when he's available. But my mom tends to be a better listener, if you will.
Oh yeah.
You see what I mean?
Oh
yeah. Tends to be
yeah.
a better listener. Now, my father, don't get me wrong, I love him too. You tell him something, he wants to start it right there in a minute, you know. You know, but which is good too though, Jesse, but I did go to my dad for advice, but basically I like to go to my mom better because she was a better listener. But other than that, if I needed somebody to be honest, just like if I wanted to do a career in singing, I'd go to my dad. Hey, Dad, can I sing? My dad would tell me, hey, man, you may want to try something else, man. That's not you.
You see what I mean?
Amazing.
Because, see, fathers don't be honest. But, you know, mothers, they like, oh, they just don't like you because you my baby. I know you can sing. You know, if I can't sing, man, tell me. You see what I'm saying, Jeffy?
I do, Rick. Amazing.
You know, so.
Well, Rick, I got to
run. Okay, real quick question, Jeffy,
yes.
Before you go.
Yes.
Yes, and Don Lemon, this guy here, he gonna leave a protest, and they're going to have a nerd to try and change the service. Man, hey, that pastor should start preaching about Sodom and Gomorrah. That's probably what he should have did. Preaching about that, Jesse.
And according to the report, the pastor that they were mad at, who they thought or said had some type of connection to ICE in some kind of way, he wasn't even there.
Oh, yeah, so exactly. And if he did, that's his occupation.
Right, but he wasn't there that day. They still, so they yelled at the wrong pastor.
I wonder if they even apologized.
I don't know. I doubt it. Saint never apologizes, and if he does, he doesn't mean it. He's only abiding more time to destroy you.
Wow. I tell you what, when Don Lemon was out there, why don't you stop praying for them? Man, he lets you know you just came out just the start mess,
yeah.
As you say. That's
well,
like
we'll see
out.
How it all turns out, Rick. He got to go to court now, so we'll see what happens.
Hopefully, they find him. They can put down an offering tree when they find his tail.
Amazing. Thank you, Rick.
Thanks for taking my call, man. I appreciate the good conversation, man. It really opened my eyes, but I love when you do that.
Right on. Stay with it.
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy.
Love you, Jesse. Be good,
you
brother.
You too, Rick. Bye now. 888-773-773. Super Chat.
Super Chat.
Super Chat.
Harmony Harms in church yesterday at Bond, Rebuilding the Man YouTube channel. Amazing. Thank you, Bond.
Amazing. Thank you. Nice.
Peter 80. Thank you, Jesse and the team for the best fellowship on this side of heaven. Amazing.
Amazing. RebuildingTheMan.com/church was amazing. It's amazing every Sunday. Amazing. Thank you.
Marty, you. Hope you guys are safe. Much love. Love you guys.
Thank you, Marty. You. I appreciate it.
Right on. Coconut meat with a flying superhero gloved headband pair with legs and arms.
Amazing.
Thank you, coconut meat.
Thank you, coconut meat.
Nilla Thrilla, they call him King.
And they call him amazing. What matter of man is this? The wind and the sea obeys him. They call him King. And they worship the King around the world. And some call him Daddy. I call him the Great White Hope. Amazing. Amazing.
And he bought a coffee. Biblical question answer from last week, the civil rights versus human rights.
Yeah.
Civil rights with a dollar sign for the S were designed to enforce human rights. Globe emoji.
Civil rights were designed?
I think he meant were designed to enforce human rights.
But how can civil rights enforce human rights when there's no such thing as civil rights for sure?
Enforcing fake things.
Oh.
You know how the government does that.
Yeah. For sure.
That's what he meant. I'm quite sure.
Very good point. Thank you.
Thank you, N. Heat. Yeah, from the D. 5 Coffees. Also now a member. Thank you.
Thank you.
On buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk.
Amazing.
Hey, Jesse and crew, I found out today that ICE is in Michigan, Detroit area.
ICE, baby.
And I'm happy about this, says Yeah.
Me too.
My coworkers are tripping out. I said to them, the illegals got to go. They agreed, but replied, this has to be done the right way. I said, quote, what's the right way? ? After a little back and forth, I found out they don't understand what's really going on. I truly understand everything that you say about people being blind and just can't see.
Yeah.
Love y'all and keep up with all you do. Ice, baby. Ice emojis. Heart emojis. Thanks, hands.
Ice, baby. Thank you. Amazing.
Thank you, Yaya.
And I'm glad they're in Michigan. We need them all over the country. and just clean up this mess.
Much appreciation.
And if the people didn't get in the way, there would be no hurt. They wouldn't be getting hurt. They going out there trying to stop the law. And when you fight the law will win. Amazing. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for that update. It's fun. It's kind of cool to know what's going on.
Yeah.
Lori bought a coffee. Jesse, I see the evil mama spirit is still in me. The more I interfere with my family's life, the more problems the evil in me causes. It only seems hard to drop playing mama because I still identify with being a mother.
Yeah.
I needed to hear church. Thank you.
Stop calling it you. Don't do anything that it says, and don't fight with it. Just be aware of it, and the light will fight for you, and things will be right. Amazing. Thank you.
Eric, five coffees. In response to the BQ, what's the right way for parents and others to help others become strong?
Yes.
Admit you're evil. Admit you're wrong. Parents who can't see, they're evil. Raise blind children.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Marilyn.
And I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Amazing fellowship, Jesse. BQ answer.
What's the right way for parents and others to help others become strong?
Leave them alone and let them suffer so they can seek truth for themselves.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Three from Tom. In Genesis, Joseph Joseph says to his brothers who betrayed him, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good." What does this mean? Does God use things that happen in our lives for a greater purpose than we can see at the time?
Nope. God doesn't use evil to prove anything. Amazing. Thank you.
Kevin on Cash App, Kevin S., have an awesome day.
Thank you. You too. And thanks for your support, Kevin. Amazing.
Joe C., welcome, JLP show member on the YouTube channel.
Right on. Thank you. Amazing.
April R.M., been a member for 8 months on JLP channel. Thank you for all you do, heart.
Thank you, April R.M., and thank you for helping us to help others. I really do appreciate it.
Coconut meat with a controller that's personified, saying noob, a game controller.
Right on. Thank you.
Very nice.
Amazing.
Commander Kim on Rumble, church rioters blocked parents from retrieving their kids. Panicked moms ran out the back with children and fell with injuries. Kids thought they were about to be executed. Media silence.
Yeah, I saw that on the news. I believe it was on Jesse Warner's show. I saw it. Amazing man. Evil is real. Heaven, earth ain't heaven, and human being ain't God. Amazing. Thank you.
Mr. Pink Build's been a member for 8 months on JLP. Hake thinks he's black when he wears that shirt. Jesse thinks he's orange soda. What the? Don Lem on thinks thick-rimmed female glasses make him smart.
What shirt? That one?
Yeah, this shirt.
What did that say?
It's
National Park.
Yeah, Service? National Park Services, 100 years, something like that. 50 years, whatever.
Oh.
Oh, don't look at that. Don't look at me.
you wipe your nose on your hair?
Oh.
And then rub it on your pants?
No.
He did it.
It's normal. When you sneeze, I've even seen girls do it, ladies. You sneeze on your hand, and then you rub your jeans.
Amazing.
Anyway, chucking, diving.
You have allergy or something?
Yeah, it feels like it's allergy season.
Oh.
Although, anyway.
Okay.
Chucking, diving TV, hotel, motel, Holiday Inn, Jesse in a fallen state, small smile emoji.
Amazing. Thank you.
America first, hashtag. Good morning, JLP and crew. My dream team, JLP, The Hake Report, and others. Bring them back. Kidnapped them if y'all got to. LOL, JK, JK. Thank you for the wishes.
Thank you. What they doing over there? Well, we need them over here. Bring the boys home. bring them back alive. Bring the boys home. Bring them back alive.
Sometimes love is letting go. Chris.
Amazing. Thank you.
Let the light fight and everything will be all right. Musical note emoji. Lay your weapons down. Turn the ship around. Jesse spitting, yo. Someone get him a beat.
Amazing.
Good timing.
Thank you.
Andrew T. from Derby, UK. Dumb Lemon has finally fell from the tree. Maybe Mad Max Waters next. God bless America. Best wishes from your number one fan, Andrew.
Thank you, Andrew. Amazing. I appreciate it.
Andrew, our other top guy.
Andrew, I got to stop there.
We'll read the rest later,
amazing.
Y'all.
Amazing.
Thank you kindly.
Amazing. Let me go to Dion out of Southern California. Dion, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Dion.
Hi. I called you a couple weeks ago at the last, 1 minute of the show.
Okay.
And, I didn't get to talk much. But I just wanted to, check in. I called back in July. I had broken both of my hips, and I was in the hospital. And I called you. I was just like, man, I was kind of like, this kind of sucks. And you kind of just told me, oh, no, you're in a good place. you're in the perfect place. And I know it, but, you don't really know it till you're there, And I just wanted to, let you know that, it's been, since July, and I've been walking again for a couple months. It's amazing. This has actually been a turning point in my life in an amazing way. It's like, you say, be still, right? And let the light take over.
Yes.
But these are just words.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
These are just words until you have to.
There you go. That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's so crazy because now on this other side, I feel like I can't go back to what I was before. It's weird. I feel like I can't think how I thought before. I can't stress how I stressed before. It's hard to explain, but words don't do justice. But people just need to just sit still, man. People just need to sit still and shut up and just, you'll see that everything is right for you. Life is for you.
Yeah, that's right. And the thing that I find real interesting, and though I understand it now, you point people to the right source that can truly help them, because they're not going to get help from without. It's all within. And you tell them to be still, stay present, stay in the light, and the light will heal you. It will do everything for you. They won't stay in the light. It's the dirtiest thing I ever seen.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. To I'm like, are you doing a silent prayer every morning and night? No, sometime on the night or sometime in the morning. But how will the light heal you or make you free if you don't stay in it? And with it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. He's a witness. He's witnessing. He knows. He can't play games with God,
That's
he
right.
knows. He can't, we play games with ourselves. Everybody's playing dumb. And I'm realizing that I'm better off protecting the things that are real from God rather than wasting my time wasting words on people who are not going to get it anyway.
You can't help anyone.
Yeah, exactly. People are just ready or not,
Right.
And so I just wanted to say thank you, man. Thank you so much because, ever since I've been a child, honestly, this time that I've been recovering, Jesse, I've been able to, God has shown me so much about everything. And I realized that I couldn't have made a different choice. Down to, my birth and the things that my mom went through in the pregnancy, everything makes you the way you are, it all impresses on you. And so I feel like this was all the right time. Everything was the right time. And there's nobody out here saying things that you're saying. I mean, people are trying to say the things, they're trying to in their own way. But I just want to say thank you, man, because you are a beaming light with this message, a beaming light that cuts through the noise big time. And only those who are with ears to hear are going to get it, to be honest.
Let those who have ears to hear.
That's it.
Absolutely.
That's it. That's it, man. But I just want to say thank you so much because my life has changed, man. I am out of the hospital. I'm walking. My mind is made up. I'll never go back. This is going to change my kids. It's going to change my whole life forever. And, man, come on. Like, let's go.
Stay with us. It only gets clearer. It gets better and better.
Hallelujah. Come on.
All right. Thank you, Dion.
Thank you, Jesse. Keep at it, man. We love you.
I appreciate that.
Come on.
And stay with it.
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy.
Talk to you later.
All right, now. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Jerome. Jerome out of Arkansas. Jerome, you are on the air.
Oh, yo, Jesse.
Hey.
How's it going? Good morning.
All the way. Jerome, turn the music down.
Oh, yeah. Just a call. Sorry. I was in the waiting room there.
Okay. Go ahead.
Jesse, as a young black man yourself, I have a question as your brother, as a young white man. Seeing as it's Female Monday, I'm trying to see how should I vet a woman to become my wife? What's your advice?
What do you mean, how can you vet a woman?
Well, see, I see there's a lot of women out there that are liberals and stuff. Is it worth it wasting your time with a liberal and trying to get them to come to your way of life? Or is it more, should you try and find somebody who's already there?
Good question. You should never, ever, 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 but never, as long as you walk this earth, look for a woman. You should only look for what is right, and then what is right will add everything unto you that you should have, and it'll be perfect. But if you look, you'll put in that first, and you will make the woman your God, and every woman you get, whether you're liberal or Democrat or black or white or Christian or non-Christian, Catholic, anything, she will destroy you.
Amazing.
So you should never look. That's why marriages and things don't work, because the man look for the woman and the woman look for a man. The man and two devils come together and fight.
Okay, so your advice is to not look for a wife, but wait for a wife to come to me?
Don't wait for one. Don't look for one. Just look for the truth and let the truth add to you. And don't look for the truth thinking that you're going to get a wife, because you're still putting that before God, before what is right, and you will suffer. Yeah. You should only want to return to the truth.
Okay, God bless. Thank you, Jesse.
And you should have no other God. But if you put money or material things or another human being before that, it's never going to work for you. I promise you that. You would never find peace.
Okay, so I'll try and be Jesse's top guy. And take on the world.
Right on.
Thank you, sir.
All right, buddy.
Amazing. All right, buddy. Take care.
Bye now. Super chat. Super.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Greek archaeology. Do you take calls outside of the USA?
I do.
We'll have to read the rest later, y'all.
Quick break. One more hour to go. Back in a moment. The hate news is coming now. And I'll be back in a moment.
I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that, because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show. And I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering, because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
Exciting stuff going on in this here old world. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Female Monday. Everybody loves Mondays. The 2nd of February. Happy Groundhog Day, I do believe, right? AD 2026. There's one line open. You. Yes, you. Unless you've already gotten on air today, can call into the Jesse Lee Peterson Show right now. Even during hate news, not fake news, young or old, you are welcome to call in around the world, even overseas, if you can figure out a way to do it through overseas plan, calling plan, minutes or whatever your thing is. Or maybe there's some, in some cases, people have found a website. I forget what the website was. Through which you can call, Wi-Fi calls, whatever, I don't know. Nice. After the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, catch the Hake Report, if you so please. All right? I would be appreciative. And, of course, American Anchor Baby, right after Hake. Very cool. American Anchor Baby on YouTube and Rumble. TheHakeReport.com for my show. Epstein Files, as I mentioned the previous hour, our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, responded to a jab Sunday by Grammys host and apparent liar, maybe, or speculator, gossip, host Trevor Noah, regarding his friendship with the late supposed sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Noah said incorrectly about me, posted Trump, that Donald Trump and Bill Clinton spent time on Epstein Island. Wrong! I can't speak for Bill, but I have never been to Epstein Island nor anywhere close. Epstein Island is called Little St. James Island, FYI. Trump posted that on social media today, probably on Truth Social, so you know it's true. On Friday, the Justice Department, so-called, released more than 3 million Epstein-related documents which referenced Trump more than 1,000 times. Epstein had severe Trump derangement syndrome, according to AI. Called him the worst person I've ever known. Not one decent cell in his body. Evil beyond belief. Nuts. Dangerous. Bleeping crazy. Borderline insane. Possibly showing early dementia. Someone he could take down or blackmail, even though he didn't and he failed. What a mess. And I think that happened ever since Trump banned him from his club, the Mar-a-Lago, in 2004. Epstein has held a grudge, apparently, according to the AI. I don't know. And there were other prominent figures referenced in those files, of course. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche signaled on Commie Nonsense Network Sunday that the DOJ will not pursue new charges related to the Epstein case. Immigration protests, riots too. Massive protests took place across the USA over the weekend, with demonstrators calling for ICE agents to leave their cities. They don't like enforcement of the just laws. The rallies and marches came after a nationwide strike Friday prompted a shutdown of schools, workplaces, and businesses from coast to coast. The commies everywhere. And the useful idiots of the commies, of course. Many people continue to voice their solidarity, communist buzzword, with Minneapolis, where the deadly shootings of Alex Preti, a violent agitator, apparently, and Renee Good, also an agitator, had transformed the national conversation on immigration enforcement and appear to have driven a tone shift from the White House in recent days, even though those things are not related to the immigration enforcement. Some top Republicans are also encouraging the administration to shift its strategy, warning that optics, meaning the appearances of ongoing protests and violence in Minneapolis and other cities, could backfire on the party, on the Republican Party, or the Democrat Party. I guess it could go either way because the people are blind. Bomb cyclone. You hear about that? Aftermath. Severe cold gripping much of the southeastern USA. I heard that South Carolina is snowed in, or part of it, as a powerful bomb cyclone. We've heard of that before. Moves out to sea. I don't have the definition on hand for you. Brutally low temperatures expected to persist through much of the week. So hunker down, y'all. Stay warm. Don't freeze. I'm James Hake, now JLP, Hour 3. Thank you.
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's a beautiful, sunshiny day. I can see clearly now the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. It's a beautiful sunshiny day in L.A. It feels like L.A. It doesn't look like L.A. out there, but it feels like it. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, what's the right way for parents and others to help others become strong? What's the right way for parents and others to help others become strong? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you just can't sit and watch the show because you hate your kids and you want to put them in school, public school, so you can go and get a job and pretend that you are wonderful and get an award and your ego is built. You can podcast and you can still listen on your phone, though, as it's happening, no matter where you are in the whole wide world. You can listen on your phone by calling 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. And we take all calls, but ladies, we take first or as they come in, because Monday is Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight my daddy, my brother.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Nancy out of Kentucky. Nancy, you are on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning, Nancy.
How you doing, Jesse?
All is well. Are you first time calling, Nancy?
No, it's actually my second time. The first time they were saying I was from Texas, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah. They made a mistake, huh?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, you're anyway, on the air. Go ahead.
I got a question. Can you tell me? First, I got maybe just two.
Okay.
First of all, I heard you say that before you can go and ask God for forgiveness, you got to forgive your mother and your father and all of that.
Yes.
Okay. But why do you have to do that in order to be saved? And second, do you believe in the God of the Bible? Or what is your Christian faith or your belief? Because I'm trying to understand why I got to forgive my mother, my father, in order for God to forgive me and I be saved.
Okay.
Not understanding it.
Okay. So I'll deal with the first question first. Is about forgiveness, right?
Yes.
The Father said you will not, before you can enter into the heaven, into the kingdom of heaven, you must go and forgive. And when you forgive your mother and father, he will forgive you and draw you in. Because anyone that has anger, resentment, or these emotions and stuff cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven within or above because they are of their father, the devil.
Okay, do you believe in the God of the Bible? Like, do you believe there's a heaven and a hell, or you just believe this is hell on earth? Or because I'm trying to understand right. Where's your foundation?
And when you say, so let's deal with the first question. Do you agree that you cannot enter into the kingdom as long as you have the nature of evil?
And you have to repent for all sins in order to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Do you agree that you cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven before you forgive?
That's forgiving everybody, not just your mother and your father.
Do you believe that you cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven until you forgive?
If you don't repent, you cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. I don't know about that part that you're saying.
You never read where God said before you enter, you must go and forgive?
I have not, and I will look that up. I know you're supposed to repent.
But you have never
No sin can enter into the kingdom of heaven. No kind of sin.
But you never read that before you enter into the kingdom of heaven, you must forgive?
No, I have not.
Are you a Christian?
I am. You're supposed to forgive everybody, not just your mother and your father.
Have you read the King James Bible?
Yes.
And so you never read that in the Bible before you enter in, you must forgive?
No, you have to repent. That's what I've read.
Oh, okay. And so
are they the same? Are you saying they're the same?
Well, when you admit that you're wrong for judging, playing God, which is evil, and then you go and forgive, when you admit, when you can see that you're wrong for judging, for being angry, and resentful and judging, playing God, you are repenting by admitting you're wrong and go and forgive your mother and your father, then you shall enter in, and he will change your heart from hate to love, which is his nature.
What does me forgiving my mother got anything to do with my salvation? Because you're supposed to forgive everybody.
Because you are playing God. As long as you play God, you're just going to read the Bible about God, but you would never know God. You would just know about him.
Do you believe in hell? Do you believe in hell or don't?
You would know about him. You read about him, but all you read will have is you read about him, the pages in the book, but you would never know him.
Do you read the Bible? Do you read it?
Yeah, I do sometimes.
Oh. What do you mean when you say sometimes? Aren't we supposed to study this so ourselves approve unto God?
Sometimes means not all the time.
Oh.
And then how do you show yourself approve unto God?
By studying his word.
Who told you that?
It's scripture. I pull it up. You got me to pull it up for you?
But the scripture said you read the word, you read the pages that testifies about the Father, about the Son, but you never know the Son because you're stuck on the pages about him. So people that read the pages never get beyond that, and that's why they never change.
It's in 2 Timothy.
Did you hear what I just said?
What did you just say?
I said that the scripture said you read the scriptures that point you to the Father, to the Son, but you never get to know the Son because all you do is read the scriptures that talks about the Son or points you to the Son, but you never know him. You just know the pages in the book.
Are we talking about Jesus?
I'm talking about both.
Oh, okay.
Have you overcome your anger yet?
I don't have any anger, sir. You asked me last time. I don't have any anger. I have nothing against my mother or my father.
How did
None
you overcome your anger?
I'm saved.
How did you
I'm
overcome,
a Christian.
How did you overcome your anger?
It's not a bad thing to be angry. The Bible said you can be angry but don't sin.
You said
so
not,
you can be angry.
You said it's not bad being angry?
No.
Well, then how come God said an angry person is a murderer and do not trust an angry person?
Where's that at?
In the Word.
Where's it at?
In the Bible.
Where's the scripture?
Come back
at?
To your phone, Nancy.
I am. Yes, sir.
Right. The Bible said an angry person is a murderer and do not trust an angry person.
Hmm. Well, but where is
so
it?
So, what do you think about that?
Where is I?
I
got to
run this.
I
can't.
Down,
this is not Bible Thumping Thursday, so you can't be asking me where is it at. You don't want to be reading the Bible every day. You never seen that in the Bible either.
I don't. I've never seen it. But Ephesians 4:26
never seen
talks
that
about
in the
angry
Bible?
But don't sin.
Nancy,
say what?
You never seen in the Bible that an angry person is a murderer.
Never seen it. And I'm going to go back and research it. I've never seen that either.
Okay, well, go research it. When you find it, let me know, all right?
Okay, so.
Thank you, Nancy. 888-777-5373. 888-77-JESSE. I want to share this with you. Nancy, call me back on the Bible Thumping Thursday. I ain't got time to be playing with you. Where it at? You don't want to read the Bible every day. What the? This is from, and maybe you guys heard, you all have heard about this, from THV11. A 5-year-old Minneapolis boy and his father are back home in Minnesota this weekend after being detained by ICE agent and sent to a detention center in Texas. Watch this.
5-year-old Liam Ramos and his father, who were detained by immigration officers in Minnesota and held at an ICE facility in Texas, are back in Minneapolis this weekend, released after a judge's order. Democratic Representative Joaquin Castro accompanied father and son back to Minnesota and released these images. A photo of Liam wearing a bunny hat and Spider-Man backpack at the time of his detainment drew global outrage. Ramos was welcomed home by Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey, among others. Liam's release comes amid a weekend of anti-ICE demonstrations throughout the nation, including in Los Angeles and Boston. Liam's release also comes as Democratic lawmakers continue to push for ICE reforms in Washington. Proposed new restrictions would include unmasking ICE agents and requiring more warrants.
Amazing. One of my great-grandsons' name is Liam. When he visited, I can never remember his name. Grandpa, it's Liam. Amazing. Trump advised DHS not to intervene in the cities, not to intervene in cities led by Democrats. Watch this.
President Trump said this weekend he is now advising Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem not to intervene in protests occurring in cities led by Democrats unless local authorities ask for federal help.
And if they want help, they have to ask for it. Because if we go in, all they do is complain.
Trump's border czar Tom Homan has suggested the administration could reduce the number of immigration enforcement officers in Minnesota, but only if the state and local officials cooperate.
You can't help people that don't want to be helped. Anyone, in any means, unless they want to be helped. Most people don't want to be helped. Let them suffer. And don't judge them. They have a right not to want help. Remember that principal who said he cried when Liam was taken away? Now that principal is celebrating Liam's return. Watch this from MS Now.
Jason, you must be overjoyed that Liam is finally coming home. Can you tell us how you feel hearing this news?
We are elated. This is amazing news. You know, I know the parents want some privacy. I could only imagine after being separated from my five-year-old what I would be feeling. So we're honoring that. But as they get acclimated back into the state and they reunite as a family, we're gonna have some parties. We have to celebrate the return.
Oh, beta. What a mess. Can you imagine that that's a principle? A spiritual battle. And it's a mess. And the president is right. You can't help people that don't want help. No matter spiritually or physically. In any way necessary. Don't impose on people. They have a right to be wrong. They have a right to live in their misery. And you have no right to judge them for it or try to bring them out of it. Even God or his son would do anything about it. Anything about it. And one other thing I want to show you that is amazing to me. If I didn't understand evil, I would not have understood this. According to Fox 13, in St. Petersburg, Florida, a mother was charged with first-degree murder on Wednesday morning after police says she suffocated her four-year-old son, Fox 13.
A judge told an expressionless Diana Cullum she will stay in jail under no bond and that she can't have any contact with her 16-year-old daughter, the one who made that gruesome, horrific discovery. Cullum's husband, Dr. Damian Cullum, sat in the front row of the courtroom with three others who were all visibly emotional. He held his head in his hands and covered his mouth at times. Police and court records say Diana Cullum suffocated 4-year-old Finley Cullum with a plastic bag. Diana Cullum has self-inflicted stab wounds, police say, that were visible on her arms in court Wednesday. Investigators say the daughter found a knife and a note at the home on Tanglewood Drive Northeast. They believe Diana Cullum wrote the note, but haven't said what was in it. During her court appearance, she stood emotionless, with her arms crossed as the judge spoke to her.
I'm going to indicate to you that you're not to have any contact with your daughter. She's involved in this case.
Investigators say Dr. Cullum, who owns Crescent Lake Family Dentistry, was not home at the time of the incident. The office's website says Diana helped her husband open the dentistry. It goes on to say the couple have, quote, four wonderful children, and that in her free time, she loves to spend time with friends and family, time with God, business ventures, and charity work.
Amazing. The same spirit that caused her evil spirit that caused her to do what she's been accused of doing, allegedly, it's the same spirit that caused you to hate yourself and others, to be resentful, to judge, to be vicious and revengeful, suicidal thoughts, feel good or feel bad, to feel guilty. I know people who say they feel conflicted, they feel guilty. That's evil. It's the same spirit that caused this woman to do what she has been accused of doing, allegedly, if she did it. Isn't that amazing? It's the same spirit. It's the same spirit that makes you feel emotional. Sort of good emotion or bad emotion. It's the same evil. It's the devil. Isn't that amazing? Earth is not heaven, and man is not God, nor woman. And you don't have to be you any longer. You can overcome evil, but you need good to do it for you. You cannot of yourself do it. Isn't that amazing? And it's got to get worse. It kind of reminds me of the woman, the lady that just called. What was her name? I forgot. Nancy, you're supposed to study the word to show yourself approve or something like that. Approve, right? It reminds me of when Jesus had the Last Supper thing, and he said, eat this bread in remembrance. It's my body. Eat this bread in remembrance of me. It's my body. Drink this wine. It's my blood. Drink this wine. And instead of understanding what that really meant, the churches started a ritual of breaking bread and drinking wine. Now they use Kool-Aid or something, but they started a ritual because they read the pages that points and tell you about the Son and the Father, but they never get beyond that. They search the pages not knowing that the kingdom of heaven is within. They don't even know the kingdom of heaven within. And they hold rituals now. And they were doing that when I was growing up, too, at my church, my Baptist church I went to. Once a month, however they do it, they would hold the Last Supper event, breaking the bread and drinking the wine. And they would say that that was serving Jesus. You eat the body of Jesus. When Jesus said it, he meant when you're eating my body, you're getting all the wisdom from me. You're getting the understanding from my body. He ain't mean you sit up there and think you're eating the body. You sit up there in your mind, you're like, oh, holy, eating the body. They turn the spiritual event into a ritual, and it doesn't change anything. They search the scriptures, and they never look within. The scriptures tell you to look within. It's all spiritual. And Jesus said, drink the wine. You're drinking my blood or something like that. And they hold a ritual for that too. Never understanding that when you're drinking the blood, you're drinking the love of God. All love. They think when you're drinking, you sit there going through a ritual and you're drinking whatever they give now. They say that's what it meant. They create a ritual. And that's how the religious do it. All religions create rituals from the pages, and they never find the kingdom of heaven within. They never find the truth. Isn't that amazing? They never find the truth. They create rituals. And those, it's time out for that. The kingdom of heaven is within. And the same thing that made this woman do this, it's the same thing that caused people to create rituals. Oh, now they're breaking the bread. And then they're eating the Lord's body. They're drinking the wine. They're drinking the blood. And it's all ego. It had nothing to do with God or Christ. Fox 32 is reporting. Authorities have released new detail in the investigation of an apartment fire in Downers Grove that left a pregnant woman dead and led to murder charges against a 19-year-old man. Watch this from Fox 32.
Tonight, family is remembering 30-year-old Eliza Morales, a mother, wife, and daughter.
Eliza did not know the victim.
According to court documents, 19-year-old Nettis Ravukas is behind bars after allegedly stabbing Eliza 70 times, then setting her home on fire. Eliza was 5 months pregnant.
She bled out and she burned with a baby inside of her. Pure evil.
Prosecutors say Eliza and Ravukas met on Facebook Marketplace and eventually met in person in the 2300 block of Ogden Avenue to finalize a truck sale. Ravukas initially denied involvement, then confessed to the killing, claiming he was angry about the condition of the truck. During the attack, Eliza allegedly told him she was pregnant. After the fire, Ravukas allegedly changed his bloody clothes at a nearby Ace Hardware. The family dog was also stabbed between the eyes.
It's just too painful.
Family says Eliza and her husband were looking forward to growing their family.
Amazing, huh? Evil. And I would be careful doing too much, but I recommend you be careful when you go online and you want to sell something and they like, meet me here, meet me there. It's not safe anymore to do that. It's not safe anymore. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Josh out of Ohio. Josh, you are on the air.
Jesse Lee, how's it going? Can you hear me?
All is well, Josh.
Hey, I really appreciate the time. First-time caller. I just wanted to tell you how amazing you are.
Amazing.
me and my daughter are huge fans of yours. We listen to you all the time. Any chance I can get you to give her a shout-out today on her birthday? Her name's Alex.
I can only do that on Super Chats now.
Not Super Chat, but
Cameo. Because if I start it again, the whole show will be about that. So go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, and I can do a very nice shout-out for her.
Awesome. I guess the other thing I wanted to ask real quick, I'm on a work break. When you're talking about your journey to no anger and all that, does that journey, you're saying it starts with your mom and dad by forgiving them?
Well, it starts with you admitting that you are angry, and anger is evil, which makes your heart evil, makes you evil. And then
right.
you go and forgive your mother and your father. And that's what it means to honor your parents. Forgive them. They couldn't help themselves. They know not what they do. They did the best they could. And when you forgive them, the anger will be taken away from the heart, and you will become free.
So it's not so much forgiving them for them. It's forgiving them for you.
It's not forgiving them for them at all. It's all for you so that you and you alone can enter into the kingdom of heaven within.
Amen. Amen.
Have you done that?
I have with my mom. It's a little harder with my old man. I guess for my own, personal reasons, kind of being left, at a young age. I know you say he left my mom, not me.
Right.
It just felt a little different, but it's something that I continue to think about and try to think of ways to go about it.
How about just go
advice?
To him and forgive him?
Just call him up and be like, I forgive you?
Yeah, because your dad loved you. He just didn't know how to deal with your mama. He never done anything to you. And the way you feel the way you feel about your father, and you are yearning for the father. Every human being yearns for the father. But the way you feel about him is your mother's, those are your mother's feelings. That's not yours. You have identified with her because he never done anything to you.
And that's why I need to let it go myself and forgive him.
Otherwise, you're going to do to your children what were done to you.
Yep, and that's what I strive not to.
And your wife, is your wife working on herself?
I don't have a wife. I actually had both my kids out of wedlock, but she is married.
She is married?
Yeah, she's married.
Oh, she got married after you made the babies with her?
Correct.
Oh, okay. And so what did you say to your mother when you went to her?
About forgiving her?
Yeah. Hold on a minute. Can you hold for a minute?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. The Treasure Chest is now open on DLive and scratch off on Pulse.net. Back in a moment. we have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, welcome back. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, HAKEReport.com, from 9 to 11. And after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, from 11 to 1 Pacific Time. And then check out Punchy TV. Oh, Lord. Fight. Punchy. .tv. You can podcast. Fight! Amazing. And then check out our fellowship service. It was, the Lord was up in there. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. Let me go quickly back to Josh. Josh, so what did you say to your mother when you went and forgave her?
Well, it took me to actually move out of my house to kind of have that clarity, honestly. But, you know, we did end up going, having dinner and just kind of talking about everything. And I told her that, you know, I forgave her for a lot of stuff that happened within my childhood. I'm, you know, a grown adult now. Just kind of stuff like that, and talked with her about it. And I didn't really want to get in too much with her about why things happened the way they did with her and my old man. But, you know, we kind of solved our grievances with each other.
Did you apologize to her for resenting her for what she did to you?
No, that's the one thing I didn't. And why now,
not?
I guess, just didn't think about it in that time.
Oh.
During our conversation. But, you know, I did forgive her, and, you know, hopefully she forgave me for a lot of the stuff that I did growing up. And
but she had nothing to forgive you for, because everything you did was because of her. You took on her nature, her identity, so you were doing what she did. She should have apologized to you for doing that to you, turning you away from your father, but she didn't have nothing to forgive you for.
Well, you don't think me being a menace or anything like that deserves, you know?
No, that was because of her.
Okay.
You were doing what she had done to you. You had become her.
I guess what I was thinking was more of the accountability side. I mean, I can't blame somebody else for my own actions.
Well, as a young person, you couldn't help it. As an adult, you forgive, and then you can't blame anyone for what you've done.
Yeah, that makes sense. And but we're on better footing. Go ahead, sorry.
And you're on better footing with your mother?
Yeah, definitely.
What does that mean?
Well, I just don't hold any kind of I don't know. I don't want to say hate or anything like that. I guess anger. I'm not angry at my mom.
Okay.
You know.
Well, hey, anger is hate.
Yeah, correct. You're right.
And so, and why haven't you gone to your father?
I guess it's just been a harder pill to swallow. I mean, until I started listening to you, I was just under the idea that, you know, my old man didn't want anything to do with us. He pretty much moved to Florida and started up a whole new family.
And where did you get that idea from, that he didn't want anything to do with us?
Well, because, I mean, even when him and my mom split and everything, he really didn't come around to see. It was my mom basically forcing us to go hang out with him.
Amazing.
So it's like he really didn't want anything to do with us. So that's how it came off. So that's why it's a little harder for me to just kind of be like, yeah, that's cool, we'll get over it.
So do you feel that you have the right to judge him for not coming over or doing whatever you wanted him to do? You think that you have a right to resent him for that?
I don't. I'm not sure if I have the right or not. I guess I don't want to resent him.
Yeah, well, you got to forgive him. You are wrong for resenting both of them, and you cannot have perfect peace until you forgive, and the Father will give you peace.
And that's exactly what I want, perfect peace, the way you have it and the way you explain it.
Well, you got it. You must forgive before you can enter into perfect peace.
Well, maybe I'll give my old man a call tonight. Talk with him. No, seriously.
Yeah.
You know, maybe that's what I'll do.
If you can FaceTime, try to FaceTime with him. If not, you can do it by phone.
Yeah, no, FaceTime would be a heck of a lot better.
Yeah, you want to be looking at him when you speak to him about it.
Right, right.
And have,
awesome.
Have no expectation from him. If he apologized, fine. If he denied, fine. If he blamed, fine. If he doesn't, fine. You forgive him because you are wrong for judging, and the wrongness is bringing up pain upon you.
Yep, exactly. Okay. That's awesome. No, that's exactly what I needed to hear, honestly.
Yeah. And you're going to shake in your booth, and that's not you shaking. That's the devil, evil in you shaking. It's not you.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, you're confronting your old man as a kid.
Yeah. And your children, are you able to see both your children?
Oh, yeah. I have a fantastic relationship with my kids.
Right
I see
on.
My kids every day, talk to them every day.
Right on.
Yeah, my relationship is great with them.
And so this woman got married. Once you made babies with her, she married somebody else?
Yeah, well, so believe it or not, our children's mom, after we split, she ended up with somebody else, had another kid, and then she got married and had her fourth.
Oh, amazing. Well, I'm glad.
What a mess.
What a mess. Well, I'm glad that you are able to be with your kids because they need the father.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
That's exactly it.
Well, I wish you well, Josh. Let me know how it goes with your father.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it, Jesse. I watch every day. I watch all your content. You're one of my favorite people, honestly. Keep up the good work.
I will. And make sure you do the cameo so we can do the birthday shout-out.
Yeah, I will. Thank you.
All right, buddy.
All right. Bye.
Bye now. 888-775-3773. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Yes, Greek archaeology, we do take calls outside of the USA.
Absolutely. Around the world. By everybody. And they mama if you're black. Their mama if you're white. Amazing.
Very nice. Thank you for your support. Anthony L. Black cat sticker.
Thank Amazing. You, thank you, Anthony L.
Rockefeller Plaza. No message.
Amazing.
Leo G. Jesse wearing Hake's skin color and Hake wearing Jesse's. On our shirts. So I'm apparently this bright orange soda color that Jesse's wearing in his shirt. And Jesse's apparently this beautiful brown shirt color on his skin.
Amazing.
Thank you, Leo.
Thank you, Leo. Leo?
Leo.
Leo, thank you.
I don't know if he pronounces it correctly. Pardon me if I'm butchering your name, Leo.
Right on.
Cesar or Caesar, speaking of butchering the names, three coffees. Jesse, I believe I heard you say the last two things men must overcome when they work on themselves is food and lust. Why is that? I finally got a handle on the food part, especially since I've been working out and lost 8 pounds last month. But how do you control the lust? It seems to be stronger since I'm not struggling with the food anymore.
By just being aware of it and taking the pain of it. Don't feed it at all. Just be aware that the temptation is there, the thoughts we bring on the desire, and don't do it. And you're going to see. And it's so amazing, too, that it's not happening to you. And I promise you, it will disappear and you will have self-control. But you got to watch it and don't call it you. And because food and sex is being used, we all use it for to escape. It's a drug. And so you use it like you do any drug to escape the conflict. But now you got to face the conflict and don't call it you. Don't fight with it. And it will be taken away. You have self-control. I promise. Amazing.
Mike Young bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, you talk about watching thoughts. Well, I have a new song for you. Musical notes. I'm a thought watcher. I'm a thought watcher. Watching thoughts go by. My, my, my. I'm a thought watcher. I'm a thought watcher. Here comes one now. Musical note emoji.
Thank you, Mike. We've been singing that for a couple weeks now.
Indeed.
But thank you, man. We've already made that.
Few months,
Few months. I'm a thought watcher. Right on.
Thank you, Mike Young.
Stay with it, Mike. Stay with it. Stay with it. And do nothing else about it but be aware. Amazing.
Pastor Chatelet on Pilled.net. Happy What's Wrong with the Blacks month. That's right. It's February, and February is What's Wrong with the Blacks.
Oh, February is
Black History Month.
Is it?
I haven't heard a word about it except for in the chat for some odd reason.
I haven't heard anything about it at all. That's amazing. Thank you. But it is February, the shortest month is the Black History Month.
That's right.
And July is the White History Month, the longest month.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet, 222 gold pills. Happy. Oh, no. I already said that. Duh. Cornerstone says on Cash App, JLP should have got a Grammy. His singing is amazing.
Amazing.
Hey. Eat that, haters.
When I went to the Grammy, not bragging or anything, some of the reporters and maybe some of the entertainment, like, hey, what's up? No, amazing. They were yelling out in the event, amazing, and taking pictures and all kind of stuff. I'm like, amazing. I wasn't even dressed for it. I had on gym shoes. I mean, gym pants, sweatpants, a T-shirt, and my, what do you call that jacket I wear to keep warm?
I don't know.
That one I have on today?
Poncho thing?
Yeah, like it's a poncho jacket, like, and I had a yay shoes.
So you were dressed for it, because that's how people dress nowadays, and it's considered fashion.
But those people were dressed in all black and
like
white
tuxedo.
And tuxedos and they were like, all, including the bodyguards and everybody, they were all dressed up.
Nice.
And when I went into
you were
the
dressed like a rapper, or like a black person.
Yeah,
up.
Like a black. When I walked in, the bodyguard was like, excuse me. I was like, no. And they let me in.
Wow.
Because I was the only one dressed that way.
The bouncer.
And I wasn't ashamed. Amazing. Thank you.
Albert from South Carolina, five coffees. Hey, Jesse, we spoke 2 weeks ago and challenged me to forgive my mother, face her. I did this over the phone since she's an hour and a half away, and it was a good interaction with tears on her and mutual understanding. I am at peace, working on myself, trying to reconcile your information with the Bible. We'll call soon with questions. Thank you.
Right on. Stay with us, stay with us, stay with us. Right on. Amazing.
Based Nation, very generous with a Rumble rant. Jesse's shirt is maxing his black. Nice.
Orange is the new black.
I disclaim. No endorsement implied.
Me either. You know, like some words that people say, though?
Yeah, I think it's a TV show, but anyway.
Thank you.
I heard that orange goes really well against black skin. So does hot pink.
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, black is beautiful.
Eli 9A with a biblical question response.
What is the right way for parents and others to help others become strong?
By letting the light in me so that it would shine the truth outwardly as I live.
Thank you. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet, yet another 222 gold pills on pilled.net. Unca Jesse, I love how the study to show thyself approved Bible thumpers have zero idea of what Christ actually commands and teaches. It's amazing. Read the Bible 1,000 times, no idea what it says. How's that?
I know. What a mess. Everything, where's that? Where's that?
Where's that at?
Oh, yeah. Where's that at? What a mess. She's supposed to read the Bible.
Terrible.
God bless her.
Indeed.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Barbecue Pringle says, I bet 40 million white Americans want a one drug free, two free, three holy, four sovereign nation. Meaning a drug free nation, a free nation, a holy nation, and a sovereign nation. What 40 million white Americans want.
Absolutely. You say that again. But they are losing it by letting these people in and being afraid. What the?
Terrible.
So is there a TV show, Orange is the New Black thing or something? I seen it.
Maybe it's a say. Maybe it was a saying that predated it. I don't know. But it was a TV show.
I've never seen it. I just know I heard it somewhere.
Yeah, I feel like there's this black actress who's not all that attractive, I think, who's in that show, I think.
Oh, okay. What a mess.
Yeah.
But thank you all. Thank you.
Indeed, and thank you to Grant Games for Rec, Kid Combo One, Misty, and the rest of the supporters on the DLive crew, as well as the Rumble and YouTube monthly supporters. Thanks, y'all.
You got to know how to rumble. Thank you all very much.
And thank you, guys. I do believe, I could be mistaken, but I think it's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. Super, super. Let me go quickly to the busy phones. Let me talk to first-time caller out of Illinois, Bailey. Out of Illinois. Bailey, you are on the air.
Hey, what's up, JLP?
All is well, Bailey.
Hey, I just had one quick question for you.
Okay.
What is your position on Nick Shirley and all the fraud that he found in Minnesota? But it took those politicians many years, and they still don't know about it, and they're trying to pass it off.
So Nick Shirley is the reporter that found all this and really been exposing. I think he's doing an amazing job. He's doing a better job than the mainstream media itself. So right on. I hope you be careful, but he's doing an amazing job. We need more white men to get busy like that.
Absolutely, and now he's in your state, JLP, so we shall see what he's going to do in your state, and we'll see what kind of problems he can stir up down there.
I'm expecting that the fraud in California going to make the fraud in Minnesota look like a heyday.
Oh, yeah.
The Democrats have been running this state for a long time, and everything is going wrong, and they always talking about where's the money. And it's a mess. I can't wait to see what happens.
And let me just say this, Jesse, you might get a pretty hefty reparations check for you, my man.
I can't wait.
All right, one more thing. What does
first,
the Great White Hope have to say today?
Line. I'm going to be first in line for my check.
There you go.
Let me check.
ISIS has spread like cancer. Another mess I inherited.
Amazing. The Great
yes,
White
sir.
Hope.
All right. Thank you, JLP.
All right, Bailey. Thank you, buddy. Nice.
Yep. Bye.
Bye now. Let me go to Luis. Luis out of Arizona. Luis, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, sir.
Yeah. I just wanted to say hello and enjoy. Just let you know I'm enjoying your show. I watched the interview with John, I'm going to mess up his last name.
Fugelsang.
Yeah,
I have a hard time with that name too. So,
It's funny you interviewed him. Sorry to interrupt. He kind of like understands the Bible, and he talks about, you know, I guess it's, you could say it's a liberal talking points, like with the border and all these, which is all based in like this compassion. They all say, oh, it's, you know, this is what Jesus would do. No. You know, this is what Jesus would do. He'd help the poor, which I agree with. I think we should be kind to people and loving and embrace them. But then they sell us on this false ideas that are just terrible for the country.
Yeah. When Jesus talked about feeding the poor, did he mean feeding them material stuff, food, or spiritually?
He obviously said, listen, get off your mat and walk. He said, I came to make the lame, you know, strong and the blind see.
When he talked about feeding the poor, did he mean feed them spiritually or feed them physically?
Definitely spiritually. Although they could only see it in their natural.
So why do people always equate Jesus to feeding the poor physically instead of spiritually?
And well, because they're still not able to see that it wasn't about the natural. And
right.
You could see that, you know, because they're still walking in the natural mind. So they're walking in their own logic and reason, which is really so easy to deceive people. And then they all run along and do all this stuff where you've got these borders wide open, which is probably more about globalism. You know, they want a globalist system, and then they sell it to you based on compassion, you know. Oh, we got to, and then they just kind of want to, you know, water down the borders and destroy your sovereignty as a nation. But then they sell it in a way that people just listen to it through their intellect real quick. They watch the news, they hear it coming through the television, and then they, oh yeah, we care about people.
I know. That's why we got to overcome thoughts and emotions, because the devil plays, and the devil inside of you and inside of other people play on your thoughts and emotions, and it makes you think that right is wrong and wrong is right.
Yeah, it took me a long time to figure that out, Jesse. A long time. But, you know, I started listening to you, and I was like, wow. At first, some of the stuff I was like, okay, I don't get it. But then I started listening and just, like, letting it process, and then you start to see, oh, that's what he's talking about. Like, yeah, I get that. That makes sense. And so much, I was raised like in a Pentecostal denomination where they pretty much put the Bible on an altar and then the word on the altar. Like you had to memorize it, you had to repeat it. It was like your sword and weapon. But none of them really understood it because it was all intellectual.
Absolutely. I was reading over the weekend in the Jewish religion, when someone die, they really take it personal. And they hurry up and bury you, and they really bury you in a nice way. And somehow or another, the Jews think that your body is going to rise one day.
Right.
And then when it rise up, it's going to meet up with the spirit, your spirit, the body spirit. And then that body and spirit going to enter into heaven. I'm like, can you be that crazy? But they think
so
that, and they make it a wish. They literally think that the body is going to rise, and that they also believe that.
But that's also Christians too. They think that. Well, I was taught that way, and I was like, now it's crazy. Like, okay, number one, I always thought, well, Jesus resurrected; he's still here in that sense. Like, he came to bring us to the spirit. So it was like they're all waiting for this, and then they're waiting for their bodies to rise and all this other stuff. And it's like, wait a minute. Like, and you know, it made sense to me then, but when they tell you, like, you're going to be a heretic if you even embrace those thoughts, you're like, oh, you know.
Christ said, I am the death and the resurrection. So everything is already done, and they're waiting for it to happen, and it's already done.
Yeah.
What a mess.
What a mess.
Thank you, Louis.
Amen. All righty.
All right, buddy.
I'll see you, buddy.
Oh, I'm in the resurrection and the life. Or the life and the resurrection, however you put it. And the people still thinking that he's going to somehow or another. It's done, folks. It's finished. He's inside of you if you only look. You don't have to look outside. Look within. The pages point you to him. But you never get any further than the pages. What a mess. I am the resurrection and the life. It's finished. I am out of time. I remember Jesus said to the Jews, they were like, well, what's the name of the guy that asked for manna and manna came down from heaven?
Moses.
Moses asked for manna and manna fell from heaven. And Jesus said, yeah, that's right. But those people that ate the manna that fell from heaven, they died, didn't they? He's like, I'm the manna, and I'm the real deal, and I'm the manna, I'm the bread. Eat me, and you shall have everlasting life. But those people that ate the bread that Moses brought down, they died. What the? I'm like, I love that, Jesus. You saw me. And I gave Jesus a fist bump. And he gave me the fist bump back. And the hate report is coming now. And after that, the American Anchor Baby. Check out Punchin' TV, PUNCHIE.TV. Thank you for your support. We'll do the other Super Chats tomorrow, if the Lord is willing and the creed go right. And other callers, call me again tomorrow if you can. Call me back. I am out of time. Amazing 3 hours went by just like that. What a mess! Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with the men and women. And you shall receive eternal life. You shall be free. Right here on earth. But you gotta look within. You gotta live from within, not without. You must overcome the world. Overcome the thoughts, you'll overcome the world. Take care.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
You can't run from evil within yourself or outside of self. You got to deal with it, and you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father, and you'll see within you, he will fight the battle for you. And he will fight it without, because he will show you how to deal with it. And you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, he will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, You may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality.
Thank you, JLP.